you just cuss them out.
Okay.
That's a bad word.
What other words would you say? What other words would you use about their race to say, look at that old
black? Well, nigger.
Okay. Anything
or else? Nigger. Okay. See that black nigger walking?
Okay.
Well, that'd be just as bad.
Yeah.
If you say Negro, or if you know the person, you call them by their name.
Yeah. Okay. What is the name of our race?
American.
Okay. Or another name for it?
American citizen.
Okay. Or just the fact that we're different colors.
We're white.
Okay. Okay. Is there
white American citizen.
Is there another name for white?
They call them bleach white.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any insulting names for people who are white?
Well, they call them white trash. That's what they do at the school. They call
who's that?
The girls,
is that
students.
Is that a particular kind of white person?
They just an ordinary person.
Okay.
That lives in slums or that don't have the right, you know, bringing up, or the parents don't teach them anything. They call them white trash.
Okay. Okay. What would you call a child that had one black parent and one white parent?
Mixed breed.
Okay. What if they had a black grandparent? What would you call it?
Still a mixed breed.
Okay. What if you knew they had a great grandparent who was black?
I said it's a generation gap.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. Besides white trash, do you know of any other names for white people who aren't very well off and, like you say, haven't had much chance for nice things or education, especially if they're real good for nothing or too lazy to work and stuff?
Just lazy.
Okay.
Don't try to improve their minds or anything.
You know, one word like white trash that you might call them?
Well, let's see. And they call them, what's it Elizabeth told me last night they called them? I can't think of the word she used. I asked her where she got it. She said they just used it now at the school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a new slang come out. I don't know what it is.
What would you call somebody who lives out in the country and he doesn't know anything about city ways and he's kind of conspicuous, you know?
A hick.
Okay. Any other words like hick?
Country fella.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word Hoosier?
No.
Okay. Say you're at a party and you look at your watch and you see it's after 11:30. And you say, gosh, we better be getting home. It's midnight.
It sure getting close to midnight.
Okay. You might say, that ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance. I didn't fall down, but I
almost slipped.
Okay. If somebody's waiting for you to get ready so you can go with him, he might say, hey, will you be ready pretty soon? You might say, I'll be with you in
just a few minutes.
Okay. Excuse me. If you're on the right road, you know you're going somewhere, and you know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure the distance, you might stop somebody and say, hey, how
far is it to the next town?
Okay. If you want to know how regularly somebody goes to town, you might say, how do you go to town?
How far? Oh, can you give me a lift to town?
No, you want to know
how far are you going to town?
You want to know how many times a week they go to town.
Oh, how many times do you go to town a week?
Okay, or another word for that would be, you might say, I do this all the time. I do it real...
3 times a week.
Oh, I don't want anything that specific, really. I just think...
Well, I go to town at least a couple times a week.
Okay, or you might say, well... I don't go to town very much.
I don't go to town that often.
Okay. Let's see. When somebody says, boy, I'm not going to vote for that guy, and you agree, you say, what would you say?
I don't think he'd be a good runner.
Okay. Or you might say, would you say neither am I, or neither am I, or me either, or me either?
I wouldn't vote for him either.
Okay. Okay, this is your, what is this?
Your brain, forehead.
Well,